Let's be honest for a second. Most of the data in hospitality was never built for independent hotels. It's built around brands. So when you're running an independent hotel and trying to benchmark performance, you're often comparing yourself to a version of the industry that doesn't look anything like your reality.
And that's exactly why we created this report. The State of Independent Hotels is built for you, using data from tens of thousands of independent hotels around the world. This year is our biggest report yet, 90 million bookings, across 180 countries. No brand bias, just a clear picture of what's actually happening for independents.
Let's start with the big takeaway. 2026 isn't about recovery anymore. It's about performance under pressure.
Right. Demand is still there, but the conditions have changed. Travelers are more price sensitive, costs are still rising, and competition is intensifying, especially from brands and OTAs.
And the data reflects that shift. Global ADR declined 5.8%. RevPAR dropped 5.4%. So even strong operators are seeing pressure on revenue.
And distribution is a big part of that story. 63.4% of bookings now come from OTAs. That's nearly two-thirds of demand going through third parties, which means less control and tighter margins.
And guest behavior is shifting too. Booking windows are now averaging 40 days, so guests are planning further ahead.
But they're also keeping their options open. OTA cancellation rates reached 21.8%, with cancellations happening nearly 39 days before arrival.
At the same time, there are clear shifts in how people are traveling. Extended stays between 7 and 13 nights are up 25% year over year, but the average length of stay is still holding steady at 2.6 nights.
Performance also varies significantly by region. For example, Canada and Mexico saw occupancy, ADR, and RevPAR grow, while the United States and Portugal saw declines across all three. So there's no single global trend anymore. It's becoming much more fragmented.
And that fragmentation is happening at the same time as rising competition. More than 2,300 hotels opened in 2025, with more expected in 2026.
So even if demand holds steady, you're competing with more supply. And not just more supply, more sophisticated competitors.
Because brands and OTAs aren't slowing down. They're investing heavily in AI, in data, in distribution. They're getting faster and more precise in how they capture demand.
Which brings us to the biggest shift in this year's report. This isn't a demand problem anymore. It's a performance problem.
The hotels that are winning right now aren't just benefiting from demand. They're executing better. They're connecting pricing, marketing, operations, and guest experience. They're reducing manual work. They're acting on data faster, and they're running more aligned, more efficient businesses.
And that's where independents actually have an advantage. Because you're not locked into rigid systems. You can move faster. You can adapt.
And that's really what this report is here to do. Not just give you data, but give you a clearer picture of where the industry is heading and where the opportunities are for independent hotels specifically.
So if you want to go deeper into the data, the regional breakdowns, and the trends shaping the year ahead, download the full 2026 State of Independent Hotels report.